at The Hive. Now, if you're listening carefully, you would have heard at the top of the program, we had the fantastic Patrick Kunkka Quartet, and they're here in the studio right now. Welcome!
Hi.
So you've come far, haven't you? Is it Boston via Aberdeen?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So tell me about that trajectory. How does a wee Aberdonian fella get to Boston?
Well, I've been at Berklee College of Music in Boston since 2005, and I'm a drummer. I auditioned for a scholarship there when I was 18, and I got some money, so I decided that it would be a great opportunity to go and study there, and I was there for 4 years doing a Bachelor of Music degree, and I've just graduated now.
So, Patrick, who's the Patrick Kunkka Quartet named after?
I'm not sure about that, I can tell you.
So who else have we got? Introduce yourselves.
My name's Dylan Coleman. I'm from Massachusetts.
And your instrument is?
I play the bass. Yeah.
Bass.
And I'm Alan Benzie. I'm the piano player, and I'm from Glasgow.
And I'm Leah Gough Cooper. I play alto saxophone. I'm from Dumfries originally.
So basically, we've got the most talented jazz players in the whole of Scotland right here in the studio. I don't actually think I'm exaggerating. I mean, looking at your awards, collectively, you've pretty much scooped all the prizes they are going in Scotland, right? You've won Young Jazz Musician. I mean, who amongst you has not won Young Musician of the Year? A Young Jazz Musician of the Year. Do you know what I mean? I mean, the talent in this room is electrifying. So you all started playing your instruments really young as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. We've all followed, I guess, kind of different paths in some ways. Like, and I know some of us started on the instruments we're still playing now, and I actually started as a classical violinist and then ended up kind of, after many years of that, going, I think I'll do jazz piano instead. So that was quite a jump, but it seems to have worked out okay so far. So, yeah.
Yeah, myself, I started playing recorder when I was 4 years old. Oh. Yeah, it's quite young, isn't it? And I did quite a lot of baroque recorder, and then the transition from recorder to saxophone was really easy. The fingerings were the same. So when I was about 9 years old, I decided to start playing saxophone. And just since then, it's just kind of been building up with everything.
I started playing classical piano when I was younger, and I didn't practice enough, so my teacher decided he wasn't going to teach me any longer. So sometime when I was in high school, my friends were making a band, and I decided to be the bass player because there wasn't another bass player. So that's sort of how I ended up doing bass.
And basically, you've all got scholarships to go to train at Berklee, which is in
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yep. And but you have all met and formed the Patrick Kunkka Quartet over there.
This band's been going for almost a year now, and there's actually quite a lot of Scottish musicians at Berklee, and you know, I'd played with many of them on and off as they came and went throughout the years, and these guys are the ones that really stuck out. Leah and Alan, that is. We've been playing, for about a year, and then Dylan is from Massachusetts, and there aren't any Scottish bass players at Berklee, unfortunately, so
if Dylan,
you're listening. But Dylan is Dylan's one of the top players in Boston, I would say, and we're very lucky to have him, and this is his first time out of North America. And
so Dylan, have they been showing you around Scotland, all the best parts?
Yeah, we've been going to castles and checking out all the...
Oh, it sounds like we're showing you the bus terminal. Sorry about that.
Okay, let's play another track now. The first one we had at the top of the program was The Edge, and now we're going to have On the Charles.
Thank you.
So we're getting a nice flavor of the Patrick Kunkka Quartet there, a bit of the sounds, the mellow sounds, but we've got a very modern flavor to it. I mean, it's one of those very progressive sounds, isn't it,
yeah,
Patrick?
Actually, the two tracks that you've played are a good example of like both ends of the spectrum of music that we play. Like, on one hand, it's a drummer's band, and we like to play kind of aggressive, rhythmic music, and on the other hand, you know, I've got these great musicians, very lyrical, melodic players. So the compositions that I write, I try and feature, you know, some more chilled out, calmer stuff like you just heard, and then the first track, which is more kind of driving, aggressive kind of jazz in the style of the, you know, from the 60s, that kind of era.
Yeah, here on Leith tonight, we've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of jazz performers and musicians, and one of the ones that I spoke to recently was Stanton Moore, who's also a fantastic drummer, who also does master classes as well. Tell me about your coaching. You do a lot of training for people who are interested in drums as well.
Not so recently, but we did happen, we were just up in Aberdeen last week at the Youth Festival there, which is an amazing thing that happens once a year there, and we just did a workshop for some young kids who are at a music school, contemporary music school down near London, and that was a really great experience for us as well. We were just kind of at a very basic level, just describing, you know, the essence of jazz and improvisation, and you know, how we go about it in our group, our approach to playing and composition. And I think everyone really got a lot out of that. And we're actually going to be in Nancy, France, for the Jazz Festival in October, and that's through Berkeley. They decided to send us there for a week, all expenses paid, so we're not complaining.
Thank you, Berkeley.
Yeah, so we'll be doing gigs in the evening, and during the daytime we'll be they'll be taking us to some of the local music schools and conservatories around that area to try and teach some stuff to the local jazz musicians. So.
And you've also had a chance to work with some very famous people as well, haven't you?
I suppose you could say that in various ways. I mean, yeah, I guess most of us have been quite lucky. Sometimes it just so happens that, you know, maybe there's a great player that comes to Scotland and someone needs a piano player or whatever. Or, you know, also at Berkeley, there have been some great things. Guys like Joe Lovano are out there. So we've got the chance to kind of study with them.
And there's so many famous artists that visit Berkeley every so often.
That's right,
one of the best things about it is it's really on the map for, you know, visiting artists.
Yeah, so there's so much to learn, do you know what I mean? And you can just see these people do what they do, you know, up close, and you really learn a lot from that, I think. So.
Leah, you're from Dumfries. How does a young lass from the farm in Dumfries go from come from sheep farming to to the heady heights of
sheep farming?
Yeah, sheep and cow farming. Yeah, it's a. I don't know. I think in my local town in Dumfries, when I was starting, some of the teachers, music teachers at the local schools, were getting very interested in jazz because it was kind of a sort of, I guess, foreign sort of medium for them. So they started up a youth jazz group there, and that's where I kind of just started, just to kind of hear the music and learn a little bit about improvisation. And from then on, started going to Edinburgh and Glasgow. Now and again, too.
Brilliant. So do you want to let us know how we can get hold of you if anybody's interested in following up their interest in the sounds that we've been playing tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're halfway through our Scottish tour right now, and tomorrow night we're playing at the Jazz Bar on Chambers Street, which is a great venue in Edinburgh, probably the best. And we're there at 6:30, and tickets are only £5. So
a bargain.
A bargain, yeah.
A bargain in a bar. And otherwise, if somebody wants to catch you on the internet?
Yeah, you can check out our MySpace at myspace.com/Patrick Kunkka Quartet or my own website, www.patrickkunkka.com.
Okay, guys, thank you very much for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Been really fantastic to talk to such talented people here at Leith FM. And here we're going to play out with another piece, and it's called Free Spirit.